Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on my daily podcast, Let There Be Light. We're on El Daily Insight number 13 today. We're going to focus once again on the chapter from Tehillim, Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27, as this is one of the central themes of El, as King David writes in this chapter, of man's yearning desire to come closer to God and feel his spiritual presence in life. Today we're going to focus on the words "Va'azbacha ba'al halo zivchei trua," and I will bring a sacrifice in his tent of a sacrifice of trua. Now, this seems to be a borrowed phrase, a sacrifice, or literally in Hebrew, a zevach, because that's normally referred to a sacrifice. Most of the sacrifices were animal sacrifices that were brought, although there were some flour sacrifices and other grain sacrifices as well. But that was a specific object that was brought in an expression, either of atonement or of gratitude or for whatever other reason, an ola, which is really a separate conversation of the meaning of sacrifices. But why would King David use this language of a sacrifice when it comes to trua? So I just want to share one idea of the shofar sounds. The shofar sounds is that you have first the tekiah. The tekiah is the long, solid sound. And then you have the shavarim, broken up. And then you have the terua, which is broken up even further to like little bits and pieces. So like if the shvarim would sound as like three broken pieces, the terua sounds shattered. And we come to Rosh Hashanah sometimes feeling shattered. I mean, we're very overwhelmed for a variety of different reasons. We're overwhelmed from the pandemic and all of its consequences. We're overwhelmed financially, we're overwhelmed emotionally, we just feel like we don't have a lot of bandwidth right now. People's like emotional gas tank is not necessarily in a good space, and we're just feeling at our wit's end many times. And that's really what the trua represents. The trua represents this brokenness, this feeling of anguish. And when we come to Hashem and Rosh Hashanah, and we're standing in judgment, and we realize that we're asking for nothing less than the gift of life. Every day, just to live is another gift. And then, you know, God judges us on Rosh Hashanah based on our year and what kind of year we had. And obviously there are other factors as well. But we're not necessarily always feeling great about where we are in a spiritual sense, where we are in emotional. We're not necessarily in our best. We're basically, the way I would say it in the language of our discussion today, we're basically feeling like a terua. We're feeling like a terua. We're feeling, you know, broken up. We're feeling broken up, and we come to the Almighty in Rosh Hashanah. We say, "This is what we have. My heart is broken, but I want to be whole with you. I want to connect with you. I want to once again anchor myself to your Torah in this world. I want to feel your presence." But as this terua, the sound of the terua, which is really a reflection of a person's heart, can be so meaningful towards the Almighty, even greater than one of the biggest sacrifices. So that's what this means. When we bring the emotions of our heart, if it doesn't matter if it's broken or how broken it is, the Ribbono Shalom, the Almighty, is always listening to us, especially in these auspicious days. I wish you a meaningful day and a meaningful journey of Elul.